train pulls out of Colombo's Maradana station and is en route to Gaul. We are in Sri Lanka. Travels out of your own country invariably have you hoping for difference. A difference in pace, in cuisine, in scenery. And we look to guides, whether online reviews, travel books, or people on the ground, to point out those differences to us. For urbanites who live in concrete jungles, the verdant landscapes of Sri Lanka provide a much-needed break for the senses. Nature isn't far away for most people who live here. If the Indian Ocean isn't your backyard, it might be the green hills and tea plantations or coconut and banana groves. Or it might even be a lake the size of a town. From hill station Pretty Ella in Sri Lanka's south, we drove about an hour and a half southwest to Haputalle. There, we walked through the Dambetani Tea Estate and Lipton's Seat. The air was so cool and misty that we imagined ourselves walking through clouds. But of course we visited a tea factory. I'd heard about how our favorite tea bags were filled with sweepings from the factory floor. So during a tour of the inside, I had to ask. "No, madam," the kindly but bored factory lady said. "These we throw away." With eight people looking at her for an answer, I don't think she could have said anything different. And then there is cricket. As inescapable as nature is in Sri Lanka, so is the sport of cricket. Where there's even 20 square meters of space, there is a cricket game going on. But how do they run so fast in slippers? Just as how do they drive massive four-wheel drive jeeps shod in flip-flops? The statuesque gentleman who drove us in his jeep on a tour of Yala National Park was dressed in a threadbare t-shirt, a sarong, and slippers. Quite aside from deftly handling the vehicle, turning this way and that, avoiding potholes and making U-turns, Mr. Jeep driver had eyes as sharp as a scorned lover's tongue. He would stop suddenly on a seemingly boring trail and loudly whisper, "Look, kingfisher bird." And we'd whisper back, "Where?" Pointing to some random place in the sky, he'd reply, "There, in the tree." We didn't ask his name, which is odd and uncharacteristic of us. Perhaps we were so in awe of his driving and guiding skills that we forgot to ask. And if we had, he might have said, "My name is Kingsley Santiago," or "My name is Tarindu Chamil," because Sri Lankan names are so fabulously diverse. Equally fabulous are the cake shops that dot every square mile of the island. Old-school confectionaries that serve buttercream deliciousness. With names like Nut Fudge Slice and Chocolate Cream, they make you want to eat a slice a day, which is what we did. In the heart of Sri Lanka is its second largest city, Kandy. Kandy boasts a cake shop cartel known as Devon Baker's Best. They even have a restaurant that caters to the tourists' need for air conditioning and cutlery. But as charming as it all is, the hipster lattes are seeping through. Just a few doors away from Devon's Baker's is Ceylon Tea Cabin, serving flat whites, croissants, and Wi-Fi. Kandy also boasts a certain Mr. Jack, an aging English Cocker Spaniel with a limp and a mole, which looks like a tick, on his muzzle. I picked at the mole, thinking it was a tick. Mr. Jack tried to tell me that it wasn't a tick, but actually part of his face. But I ignored him and carried on picking, earnestly and confidently and appalled that everyone else stood by doing nothing. Mr. Jack snapped at my fingers, and I immediately apologized. Mr. Jack lives with Ajit Jacob, and they run the Cherry Tree, a guest house in the hills of Kandy.
Looking? Looking? All the dogs looking.
We were at the tail end of our two-week visit to Sri Lanka. We were missing our flat and our cat. Pulling into the driveway of the cherry tree, my first thought was, will there be an animal to greet us? Mr. Jack was a source of untainted joy. A home isn't a home without an animal. And so, we were made to feel comfortable and welcomed and well taken care of. Peace, quiet, home-cooked meals, and conversation remind us that we are as similar as we are different, wherever home might be. So enjoy Sri Lanka and all its differences. Sip it like you would a rare single malt whiskey, savoring the essence of its wooden cask. Allow Sri Lanka to lead you on a guided tour of its own. You're listening to Mackerel Magazine. Bye for now.